Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy pre-Friday. I cannot believe that today is Thursday. This feels like this week is going by faster than most. Not really sure the reason why. That's good news and a good news story that went viral. And if you missed it, it is one of the craziest stories of people all coming together to help somebody in a time of need. I'll tell you what happened next on the Brett Mega Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
All right, this is a story that went viral, and if you missed it, I want to make sure you don't miss it because it's a story about people coming together to help a stranger, to help people in need, and the power of people coming together. Every single day on the Brett Mega Show, a different person on the show picks out a good news story, and today I picked out a story about a medical helicopter that crashed, and it went viral because 15 people all saw this helicopter crash, and there was a paramedic inside. Mm-hmm. So 15 people all came together, went around the helicopter and lifted up a helicopter.
Stop it.
To get the paramedic to get out of the wreckage. 15 people are like, let's lift it. Let's do it.
Oh my gosh.
All of them came together, lifted up a helicopter, got the paramedic that was trapped inside out to safety.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
Crazy the strength that you have that you don't even know.
Literally. And that's a flex. I'd like put that on a resume.
Yeah, exactly. Once lifted a helicopter.
Right, yeah, but all those people coming together, risking their own lives to help somebody else. Yep. It's awesome.
The power that you have when you come together and the strength that you have all coming together. Now, that's some good news.
The polls are open.
Poll today on the Brett Mega Show. You get to live in a pretty cool location, or a mountain cabin, beautiful views, but no human contact. Just you alone in the woods, or you live in like really big, cool city. It's happening, but you have three roommates, small studio apartment kind of thing.
Give me all the roomies. It would be my purgatory to be alone in the mountains.
Really?
Yes. I don't want to hear the wind. I want to hear the tea.
This is why Hannah lives with her brother and her sister-in-law, and she could get her own place, but she likes having roommates. She likes having the people.
Yeah.
She wants the chaos of roommates. All right, Kevin?
I spend a lot of time in solitude with my drive and my schedule, so I don't really mind it, and I think that'd be nice. It's not forever, is it?
Might be.
Yes.
Oh, because nobody can find the mountain?
Forever.
Yeah. You got to live there at least for like 10 years.
Roommates, really?
10-year roommates or solo roommates. Solo for 10 years.
You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger was able to do it in Commando.
Okay.
So, I'll give it a shot.
But man, think about like Tom Hanks, like when he's just on that island.
Oh, yeah.
He's befriending volleyball. Then he loses his mind.
Yeah. True. But I got a beautiful view.
All right.
So did he.
I haven't had three roommates since college, and I loved it then, but I feel like at this point in my life, I couldn't do that. And I live alone now in my apartment, so I would want to continue living alone.
I know you guys are going to be surprised. Mountain cabin. I've never had a roommate in my life, and I didn't have roommates. I lived at home until I can get my own place, and then moved out, and I wanted my own place, and then I lived with my wife, and now I live with my kids, and I do embrace the chaos. But, like, I don't want to be, like, sharing the living room TV.
When you're alone, you go crazy.
I know, but I like this mountain cabin view idea. Maybe because I am in the chaos and like, wow, that sounds lovely. It sounds peaceful and quiet and nappy. And
you'd be there 10 minutes and you'd be begging for a roomie.
The polls are open. Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's see what's trending. I put 2 minutes on the clock because we know, well, life is busy. We ain't got time for much more than 2 minutes to scroll through the internet. I'm going to read off the headline and Hannah, you tell me which ones people need details on. New trend. Hiring a magician for your adult birthday party.
To do what?
TikTok is all over this. Hiring magicians for your birthday party, and they love it. Google hit at an all-time high for magicians for hire, and people are loving having them come
I
over to their
I tried to
house.
Hire one for one of the bachelorette parties,
Did
and it
you?
Was way too expensive.
They're that popular?
Really?
Wow.
It was thousands of dollars.
Really?
Yeah.
My buddy used to do this as a party trick. We used to all laugh at him, and then he started getting booked for parties, and now look at him. He was ahead of the game.
In it.
He was ahead of the game, man. Halloween candy betting odds.
Ooh, okay.
If you're a gambler, this is a good one for you,
yeah,
Anna.
This is to my core right here.
This gives you the percentage of the likeliness that you will get this candy at a house or if they'll have it. The number one candy, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, 67% chance if you walk up to a house.
See, I thought it'd be lower because of those damn peanut allergies.
Yep, peanut butter cups are still 33% chance they're going to get a Twix. Like, they have, like, different ones. If there's a candy you want to know, like, what is the percentage that I can get this candy if I walk up? Is it candy you like?
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat, 60%.
Ooh.
Pretty
wow.
good odds.
Yeah. Good.
Fourth most likely candy to get. Kevin, candy you want to go if you want trick-or-treating?
Let's go with Reese's Pieces.
No.
Kevin, no. Bad.
Skittles? M&M's?
What? Reese's Pieces isn't on there?
M&M's was 62%.
No. Cups, yes.
Yeah, Pieces was like probably lower.
What neighborhood you live in?
Raisins was like one of the lowest 4% chance odds if you're a gambling man. Milky Way at 45%. Gummy bears at 33%. I like gummy candy, like, though. You
gummy bears. Gummy bears is random.
You get them in those little packages.
Kevin is still astonished over there.
I'm sorry. I was trick-or-treating back in 1982 when E.T. came out and everybody wanted Reese's Pieces. That's not even on there?
Not a top 10 odds.
I've never gotten that in my...
Are Reese's Buttercups on there?
Like,
were you listening to the beginning of the show?
Like the peanut butter cup? Yeah, it was number one.
Okay.
They're not called Buttercups, Kevin.
It's a peanut butter. What?
Kevin, what?
Peanut butter cups.
Yeah, he just called it butter cups.
That's so weird.
He just called him short nickname. Like, you know, what up?
I'm done.
I get a butter cup.
Keep it moving. Damn.
Guys, we got through two stories. We got through two stories because of that. We got
that one surprise. That was rough.
We like literally turned into a Halloween candy debate.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Caitlin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Caitlin, are you really good at pop culture stuff?
I'm trying to be, yes.
What does that mean? What does trying to be mean?
I work at a daycare, so like trying to keep up with everything is hard.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Let me tell you, I do the hashtag every day. It ain't easy.
Yeah, right. Hannah, you leave the room, and we're going to see if Caitlin has been trying to keep up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Up with everything that's happened in Hollywood. We're going to see how you do, okay, Caitlin?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, I'm going to ask you guys both the same five pop culture questions. We'll see who gets more right. Got to at least get more right than Hannah get the win, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
Which member of the Kardashian-Jenner family released their very first song called Fourth Strike?
Kylie.
Yeah, look at you. You just locked in on that hit, that jam. Kim Kardashian launched a new thong campaign with Intimate Hair. What is the name of the shapewear and clothing company from Kim Kardashian?
Skims.
Yes. And, you know, I got that Intimate Hair thong. I just ordered it, you know.
So weird. So bizarre.
A house is going viral for their Halloween decorations of Taylor Swift's exes on tombstones. Name just one of Taylor Swift's exes.
Joe Jonas.
Joe Jonas. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that, Kaylin. All right. On Dancing with the Stars, they had dedication night. Danielle Fishel, Topanga, had William Daniels in attendance. He played her principal and teacher in Boy Meets World. What was his name?
Mr. Feeney.
Hell yeah, Mr. Feeney.
He's got to be almost 95.
He looked good, man.
Yeah, his part in the dance was just standing there.
But that was awesome.
And then at the end of the dance, awesome. He was sitting.
Yeah, which awesome. Was great. I mean, the fact that he's 90 and just still showing up to Dancing with the Stars, and I thought he crushed it. And then, let's stick with Dancing with the Stars, Kaylin. Who went home on Dancing with the Stars on dedication night?
Someone went home?
Trick question. I think your answer, the way you asked.
No. No one went home.
That's right.
Yeah, you're right.
Wow.
Which is crazy. You can't have a competition show and no one wins. Ties.
You can't have everyone cried dancing that night.
And I was like, no one went home that I'm aware of.
Yeah, no one went home. All right. 5 for 5. Great showing. We're going to see if Hannah's been paying attention and see if she can go 5 for 5. We'll bring her back in next.
Okay, thank you.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Hannah's homeschool is on. It's the Brett Maga Show. Anna stands outside the room, and our friend Caitlin answers 5 pop culture questions. Caitlin said she's been trying to keep up in the pop culture world. It's not easy, is it, Caitlin?
It's really not.
I don't know. Tell Hannah how easy it was for you to answer these 5 pop culture questions.
I got 5 out of 5.
Holy cow.
So she has been keeping up. She's been paying attention.
It was a breeze.
Yeah, she's just playing you. She's actually, like, works for TMZ.
Perfect.
All right, here we go. Same questions that Caitlin went 5 for 5. You cannot miss a single question, Anna, okay. Or you lose. Which member of the Kardashian-Jenner family released their first ever song called Fourth Strike?
Kylie Jenner.
That's correct. Kim Kardashian launched a new thong campaign with Intimate Hair. What is the name of her shapewear and clothing company?
Skims.
Skims, that's correct. It's the same website I was on ordering intimate air thongs yesterday. A house is going viral for their Halloween decorations of Taylor Swift's exes on tombstones. Name one of Taylor Swift's exes.
Matt Healy.
Matt Healy, all right. Got a whole album, even though they dated just a short period of time.
He did a lot.
Yeah. Dancing with the Stars had dedication night. Daniel Fisher, Topanga, had William Daniels in attendance. He played her principal and teacher in Boy Meets World. His name was?
Mr. Feeny?
Yes!
Okay. I was going to say Mr. F just to keep myself safe, but I went there.
4 for 4. You need this question. On dedication night, who went home on Dancing with the Stars?
Nobody.
Nobody went home.
Nobody. Everybody was safe.
5 for 5. Wow. Hannah matches. Woo! Caitlin, we don't do ties here like Dancing with the Stars. There is a winner and a loser. Unfortunately, Caitlin, you get to go home. You lose. Hannah gets the win. Woo! Sorry.
That's okay.
You have to say this is Caitlin and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Caitlin, and I totally got schooled by Hannah.
Not totally. I mean, if this was Dancing with the Stars, you would have been invited next week.
Yeah.
Hannah's Homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you can figure it out. It's the Brett Mega Show. Mega Mind question of the day. 55% of moms always have this on them. What do moms always have on them, Hannah?
They have a lot on them at all times. They're always prepared. I'm going to say that 55% of them have wipes on them at all times.
All right.
For any sort of spillage.
Okay.
If it's not a wipe, it's a snack.
Snack?
Mm. I'm going to say hand sanitizer.
I'm going to say no one got it correct. Yeah, no one got it correct.
Oh, jeez. It's going to be.
That's long pause. Now that you heard my long pause, I don't think they technically got it correct. 855-444-MEGA.
I don't like this.
If you think it was Hannah who was close, it was. But I don't think Hannah's technically correct. You know what moms always have on them? 55% of them at all times. I'll tell you what it is next.
Mega Minds.
All right. I have the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. And let's just start the drama because I know I'm going to get drama from Hannah.
Here we go.
55% of moms say they always have this on them. Your answer was?
I said a wipe.
The answer is Kleenex. Those are different.
I think they're different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hannah? They're different, right?
Yeah. What I was thinking of was like a baby wipe.
Yes, like wiping stuff down, like clean up your
hands.
But
I think I still should get the point because nobody else was close like me.
No one else got Kleenex? Yeah, 55% of moms always have Kleenex on them at all times.
Well, the entire text line says Kleenex, but I still get the point.
Everyone knows it was Kleenex. Hannah actually picked up a new hobby because of her boyfriend, something we never, ever thought we would see Hannah doing. She does it. Find out what it is in 3 minutes on the Brett Mega Show. Have you ever picked up a hobby, a sport, a game, because your significant other was really into it? 855-444-MEGA. What did you pick up? You never did it before, started dating someone, got married to someone, they were into it, so now you're into it. 855-444-6342. Kevin has been trying to convince his wife, Sarah, to get into G.I. Joe's for his entire life. Can't do
right.
it. But Hannah is now a sports girly.
Guys, peak athleticism right here. So my boyfriend, Julian, is very, very athletic. He's just one of those people that is good at all sports, and he loves to golf. And so the other day we were hanging out, and he's like, do you want to go to the driving range? And I was like, I mean, I guess, but like, it's me. Like, obviously, I don't know what I'm doing. So we get there, and at first, I was just missing every ball, and I was getting really mad. And I don't like to really take instruction with stuff like that because I just know I'm not good at it. But he was like, okay, keep your eye on the ball, keep your arms straight or whatever. And then all of a sudden, I turned into Tiger Woods and started hitting the ball right. And I was so happy. He was hyping me up. So then he asked if I wanted to go golfing this week. And I said yes. And I immediately ordered a golf dress. And so now I'm in my golf era.
You ordered a golf dress.
A golf dress, guys. I'm serious.
Wait, you got the dress. Did you get the clubs?
No.
You're going to probably rent. But you got a tee time, right? You actually have a tee time.
Yeah. This is like a legit thing. We are now in our golfing era.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
First off, I feel like, have you never been to Topgolf before?
Yeah, but like I never really like cared or did anything. Like I've just been like, okay, if someone wants my turn, do it. I'd rather talk.
Because I feel like at Topgolf, anyone can do it. Like a driving range, which you did.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how bad some people can be at Topgolf.
I was hitting it on the tee, off the tee. I was using a driver. I was using the big one, the little one, the seven, the all the things.
But the point I'm trying to make is anyone can do a driving range. Having a tee time, there's a lot of golf etiquette. You could slow up things. Hannah's going actual golfy, guys. It's one thing to go to a driving range. It's another thing to be like, she's 12 putting it, yeah. And everyone's waiting. I can't believe she's going to be a golfer. Like, that is different than going to the driving range. This is dress worthy.
It is. It was caused to buy a new dress. I was very
That's
excited.
Crazy.
Really, I just think my boyfriend Julian is so excited that I have interest in something that he loves so much that he's like, I don't care if she holds up the whole damn golf course. Let her do it. So
it's gonna be people yelling at you guys.
Yeah.
That's fine. But yeah, I actually liked doing something athletic.
You doing a little 9-course, 18, back 9, front 9, what you doing? Birdie, eagles?
I don't know. He said something about starting with a par 3.
It's
I don't
a
know
par
what
three
means.
Course. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. I guess you know the terms. Yeah,
and you're gonna hit from the women's tees or the
yeah.
Oh, there's different ones.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Golf is very judgy.
Oh, okay. I don't know. The only thing I know is that if I do good, after this time, I think I'll get my own clubs because my boyfriend's very tall, and so for some of his things, I'm like holding it way out there, but it doesn't matter. Also, I must say I'm very, very sore from my one night at the driving range.
Do you know how much golf clubs are?
No.
Yeah, they're expensive. Yeah.
What would you? No, I was going to say, what would you guess they are?
Like $200?
I mean, yeah, like a couple $100 yeah, for like
maybe one driver.
Yeah, like they're
one.
Yeah, you can get drivers that are like hundreds of dollars. Yeah.
So well, she's not at that level.
Yeah, I need
she's
the like, whole bag.
Yeah, she's like, I might get my own clubs. Like they're just like casually throw it out there. Like, do you know how much a bag of golf clubs are?
Forget that. I'd rather wear stilettos and use his.
I will
buy
say,
my own.
I commend you for actually wanting to go and golf because I would go with my ex, but I would just sit in the golf cart.
Did
no,
you
I
really?
Wouldn't do
yeah.
it.
Wow.
Okay, what are other hobbies you picked up because of your significant other? Like, hey, I wasn't into it, but now I'm into it. Whether it's G.I. Joe's, it's golfing, it's pickleball, it's a sport, or maybe it's collecting something that you just, all of a sudden, you just love it because of your significant other. 855-444-MEGA. I want to know if you picked up any hobbies because of your marriage or your relationship. 855-444-6342. We'll take your calls on this next on the Brett Maga Show. Watch out, guys. We got Tiger Woods on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Or Scottie Scheffler. You know who that is?
Yeah, PGA man, right?
PGA man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like one of the best like of all time. That's you, Hannah. Golfer. Yep. What is a hobby that you got into just primarily because your significant other was into it? It's okay, and I think it's a good thing, actually, that if your significant other is passionate about something, you embrace it, and then you guys share those passions together. 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. You got into it because of your significant other. Hannah? Boyfriend, big golfer. So Hannah's like, well, I'll go golfing with you. You don't always have to go with the boys. You can head out and hit some, the driver with me.
Yeah, he wanted to go to the driving range, and then it ended up that I really, really liked it and actually could hit the ball sometimes. And now I want to go golfing.
No, she got a cute golf dress. That's
right,
why she
that's
likes
it.
It.
Yeah.
Your friend, Kevin, got into what?
Got into marathoning. Because his wife was a runner, and now he actually runs more than her, which is crazy to me. Yeah, you know, Sarah used to do a lot of 5Ks, and I was like, I'll walk them.
Yeah, like, I need a significant other to get into all these really healthy habits.
Exactly.
Like, I can do marathons, too. Angie's like you, though, Hannah. She's in her golf era. Did you get into your golf era because you have a significant other, too, Angie?
Yeah, so, you know, it's a great way for us to just spend time together, but I've got some pro tips for you, Hannah.
What?
All right. You got to go get like a used set of golf clubs from Play It Again Sports, so you're showing up like you know what you're doing.
You
can get a nice
clubs
set for like $100. You got to get the shoes. You got to get some tees, some balls. So you don't look like an amateur, girl. You got to get out there.
Yeah, he kept asking me. He's like, "Do you want to wear my glove?" I'm like, "You have to wear a glove." Wow. Okay. Yeah, I got to do my research. The thing is I actually.
I want to pick up this hobby and I want to be good. So I guess I have to try. And yeah, I need to go to that store. That was a good recommendation.
Angie, check in with us next month and find out how many times she has actually gone golfing, okay?
I expect an Instagram post.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, we have the new dress, so I'm going to have to post it.
Thank you so much for the call. Joy, what did you get into? What hobby because of your significant other?
So he races stock cars and didn't think I'd get into it. Dirty sport, then it's a guy sport. But boy, once I started going and getting into, you know, how it goes down, all the racing, and I enjoy it. I actually did some ride-alongs when we went to Daytona.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so going, you know, 180 miles an hour, that's pretty thrilling. You
wow.
know, gotta say.
Look
gotta
at you, say. Stock car. You know,
that's a fun one to yeah. pick up.
Thank you so much for the call. A lot of people say that, like, once you go to a NASCAR race, you're addicted. Like, one, the atmosphere is crazy. It's so exciting. And then everyone gets their car, they're, like, cheering for it, and people really do get into it. It is a sport. But sometimes, most times, we think the guy gets the woman into the sport, and then they get hooked into it. But Kristen, it was the opposite for you, huh? What hobby did you get your significant other into?
Chiefs football.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
You're like, he's like, oh, does Taylor Swift cheer for them too?
Right.
So what? Why all of a sudden he got into football?
Yeah, so I watch religiously every Sunday. And so he was just like, oh, I don't really care. We'll just like be in the other room. But then he would hear me cheering. So then he would, like, sneak around. And then, like, now, after a couple years of being together, he literally is like, that's a penalty. What are you doing? And all this stuff. So it's really awesome.
So
that's
funny.
That's awesome that you got him into.
Yeah. Yeah. Total yeah. role
he
reversal.
He never watched sports before. Yeah.
Now he's locked in. He was like, hey,
when
will Taylor make an appearance? And yes. and now I know what a flag is. Look at him knowing all the good yeah. stuff. Still commercial free all morning long on the Brett Maga Show. Thank you so much for listening.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So Kim Kardashian was the latest guest on the Call Her Daddy podcast, and we got the tea. But not even like in a high school gossipy, like keeping up with the Kardashians way. It was almost like when you catch up with a girlfriend that you haven't seen in a really long time and you know she's been going through a lot. That's kind of how, like, I viewed the interview. And Alex Cooper obviously had so many questions for Kim, starting with kind of the obvious one, like, what's going on with Kanye, and when's the last time he even saw the kids?
Whenever he'll call for them and ask, it's probably been a couple months since we've heard from him.
Wow. Yeah, it's really sad, but she kind of like went into detail about how she never wants to keep the kids from Kanye. Like, and she kind of said how that's like the hardest rumor for her to deal with is people going online and saying Kim's kidnapping the kids or Kim's holding them back. Like she does want her kids to see him, and she explained how she'll never say no. If he's in an unhealthy situation, obviously she won't put her kids there, but she doesn't want to ever put them in a bad situation.
I don't keep the kids, and I think that narrative really sucks for me. And if I spoke out about it and rebutted it, I'm just not that girl online that's going to like fight back and be like, wait a minute. Your assistant and you said you wanted a whole different birthday party, and you said your party's at 4, so we did ours at noon, and now you're going online saying that I'm, like, it's just a totally different narrative than what the reality is, and that just really sucks.
Gosh, I feel bad for her. You can, like, hear it in her voice. She's, like, tired.
One of the biggest questions is, for Kim, is, like, how do you co-parent with Kanye when he goes on these rants and things like that? And I've always felt like I'm a defender of Kim Kardashian because she gets, like, this bad rap. Like, she got famous for the sex tape, blah, blah, blah. But every single time Kim's in an interview, I feel like she has a good head on her shoulders. Like, she does have, like, a good grasp of what's happening. Like, it's probably really hard to co-parent with Kanye, but I felt like in the interview, she doesn't badmouth Kanye at all. She states the obvious that he is a challenging person to co-parent with. I think that's not badmouthing someone. You could say someone's challenging to work with. He clearly goes through mental instability. She just approaches that, and she's like, when he's doing that, I try to protect my kids. But she never once calls him any names.
Nope.
She doesn't destroy him, and she could have. We've all done it with Kanye. I felt like she handled herself and the co-parenting stuff with Kanye very, very professionally.
Yeah, no, it definitely wasn't gossipy at all. I mean, even like
the next question that she got asked was like, okay, what's going on with your current relationship status? And she wasn't even like goo goo gaga crazy about that either.
I am single and I feel totally, totally content. I've been single for a while.
Is this the longest you've ever been single?
Yeah. And I'm totally good with that. Like, I have my kids to raise. I have like a life that like requires a lot of my attention and my kids just really need me right now.
I mean, I think I'm a huge Kim Kardashian fan now. You can just like, once again, hear it in her voice. You can hear the growth she's had. You can hear that she's been through a lot. And she's obviously like the biggest advocate for her kids ever. And I love that.
And Kim's a headline grabber. They also asked her about like Tom Brady specifically because we heard the rumor about Tom Brady. She didn't bite. She just kind of like laughed it off and didn't get into that rumor. Asked her about like a history of Travis Barker, which is obviously Courtney's now husband. Didn't bite. Like, she just was like, hey, like, I don't have this history. I'm not this like big like dating person that you guys think I am. I felt like Kim handled a very, very vulnerable, very, very transparent interview very, very well.
Same.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't even know this could even be a question. If a $100 bill is laying on the ground, what is your next move? Do you pick it up or do you leave it? 855-444-MEGA. If there's a $100 bill on the ground, what is your next decision that you do? Put it up, put it in your pocket, turn it in, I guess, or just leave it there. 855-444-6342. AB spotted a $100 bill.
I did. I was walking out of Target, and I saw a $100 bill on the ground in the parking lot. And the first thing I did, because, I mean, normally I don't even find a dollar. I was like, this is bizarre. I look around, see if anyone's like,
has it on a string.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, one of those like prank shows.
That's happened to me.
I was like looking around trying to see if anybody looked like they had lost something. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to pick it up. So I picked it up. I get in my car and I sent a picture to my family. And I was like, I just found a $100 bill. This seems crazy.
Lucky day, right?
Right.
And then I notice in the picture, it says for motion picture purposes only.
Oh, dang.
It's from your movie set. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's random. Okay, I guess it's not a real $100 bill. And then I get a call from my mom, like not even a minute after I sent it in my family group chat. And she was like, are you an idiot? And I was like, What? I just, you know, I picked it up and she was like, people put drugs on money now and that's how they trick you and it like seeps through your skin and that's how they sex traffic you.
What?
And then
it
clicked to me that I have heard that before.
No
but
way.
In the moment, I did not think about that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
At all.
Kat, you actually found a $100 bill and your mom gave you the opposite advice as AB.
Yeah.
Hey, Kat's cracking up. Your mom told you the complete opposite.
Yeah. I was on my way to grade school and I found a $100 bill and everybody was like, oh my God, you need to turn that in. So I went to school and turned it in. When I came home and told my mom, she said, you ever find another $100 bill on the street, you bring it home.
Thank you for the call. Guys, I found like a bag of money once with hundreds. Maybe, I think it might have had a couple grand in it. And we were walking out of a movie theater, my wife and I, and so there was like a bag, and it looked like money. Like, and so I thought, well, this is crazy. And it was like a stack of like hundreds and twenties. I don't know. It was a lot of money. And I was like, someone's probably watching me. This seems
right.
Like a setup.
Yep.
So I turned it into the movie theater. I still regret that to this day.
Right.
I'm like,
that
I
was
wish
probably
I should,
a part of a crime scene or something.
Like, right. Yeah. Like, I don't know what you're supposed. I turned the money in. AB tried to pocket it. Let's be honest, but it ended up being fake. But AB's mom is saying you should just leave it.
Yeah, you shouldn't even touch it.
I agree.
You would not touch it?
I would have walked right past it. To me, it seems like bad juju or something bad would happen if you take it. I feel like bad karma around that.
How much money do you make that you could just walk by $100
bill? No, I need the money.
I'm picking up pennies, people.
Yeah. I need the money, but for some reason, I feel like that. It's not meant for me.
Really?
I don't know. I wouldn't
really?
Take it.
That's
I would
interesting.
Not. I don't care if it's a dollar. I don't care if it's a hundred.
You leave it on the ground.
If it's on the ground, I feel like I would not pick it up.
Yeah, see, I would pick it up. I wouldn't even think, I wouldn't, why would you want to traffic me? But okay. but
I didn't even think of that as a thing.
Yeah, I would have never thought that.
And it makes sense now that AB's mom has said that it does
and
make sense.
And it was a very, like, too good to be true thing. It was $100,
right, yeah.
You know?
But
it was $100.
Is there a certain amount of money that maybe you wouldn't touch? Like, if there's, like $100 feels, like, too good to be true, like, all of a sudden if there's, like, a 20, like, hell yeah, that could easily fall out of someone's pocket. My lucky day. Like, where is the limit at? And then I'm assuming... Yeah, like, right? Like, what are you doing? I never even thought this would be a question. If you see money on the ground, I'm thinking you pick it up. But then
I
thought to myself.
You guys would take it. AB, I'm surprised you took it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It was right there.
Yeah,
what if
I
someone
think so.
Went back for
I did
it
start,
and it was their last $100
no
bill
I
and then they can't feed their kids?
Because a lot of homeless people are around this Target and I started thinking, well, maybe this is a God thing. I'll pick up the $100 bill and if there's a homeless person out there asking for money, I'm going to give it to them.
Well, she flipped
thank
that on you,
God,
girl.
Yeah.
Thank God I did
right.
it, though.
Yeah,
because had I given it to him and he would have tried to use it, he probably would have gotten arrested.
Right.
See, there you go.
That would have been crazy.
And she flipped it in. I was going to give
it to him. And it would have drugged
double God thing.
Yeah.
And it
would have drugged him.
I wasn't gonna actually take it. I was gonna give it to a homeless person. Like, Kevin's over here is like, I was putting it in my pocket. I'm the guy. I turned in thousands. No one even complimented me. I'm an angel. And
see, I think if it's thousands, you have to turn it in, because obviously something illegal is going on.
Yeah, more likely that I should keep the money and get it out of those drugs.
Even then, I wouldn't have touched it, because then what if you grab it and then the mob comes after you thinking that you're part of the deal?
I'm actually living out a real movie. The guy who
you are in The Sopranos right now.
855-444-MEGA. What would you do? You see a $100 bill on the ground. You pick it up, turn it in, keep it, never touch it. 855-444-6342. If you saw a $100 bill on the ground, what's your next move? It's the Brett Mega Show. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. AB saw a $100 bill on the ground, picked it up, sent it to her group chat, was like, lucky day. Her mom immediately calls her and tells her, watch out.
This is a sex trafficking thing. They put drugs on the money,
and then
it knocks you out.
That seems crazy.
Crazy.
Didn't even work out for AB. That wasn't her lucky day. It was a fake. It was a fake
$100
bill.
It was a fake $100 bill.
That seems more likely to actually be more dangerous. I feel like they don't even waste the $100. Like, they like use like fake money, right? Like, that seemed like more dangerous to pick it up. I feel like I've found money before, bunch of money. I turned it in. So that's what I thought you would do. Kevin would pocket it.
I would pocket it, depending on where I am. Now, if I'm like, you know, near a store or near somewhere, I would probably go in. But then I think, wait a second, do I really trust the counter help?
That's true.
I did think about that.
That's kind of where you are.
When I found the bag of money, I can't believe I found a bag of money. But when I found the bag of money, I did think to myself, man, I honestly, I'm balling on a budget. I live with this regret. I should have just taken that money, because I guarantee that guy who I turned it in did not put it in the lost and found. He was like, idiot, just turned it.
16-year-old kid's like, all right.
He's like, oh, I'm probably put this
getting
in my,
a new Xbox.
Yeah, I put this in my bag over here to go for the day. Tori, you said your husband has a rule about finding money. How do you break down the money and what you do when you find a $100 bill on the ground?
Yeah, I've asked him this question like in the past, and without skipping a beat, he said, if you find thousands of dollars, to turn it in minus a grand. If somebody's looking for it, they're not going to go to the police missing that money if it's up to no good.
Wow.
That's a good strategy. That's a good point. Yeah. Like, yeah, if it really is like the mob, they're not going to come looking for you. And if you take a grand from the mob, do they come like for your knees?
I was going to say, ooh.
For your knees. Nicole, if you find a $100 bill on the ground, what's your next move?
I'm picking it up and keeping it. If I find thousands, I'm not telling a soul. No one's going to know that I found thousands.
You're pocketing all of it?
I love the honesty.
You're like, hey, I'm fucking this.
Why would you turn it in? Because they're not looking for it. Just keep your mouth shut and spend the money.
They're definitely looking for it. Nobody loses it in this economy and is like, well.
Hey, where'd that $100 bill go? Right. And if you are not looking for it, can we be friends?
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.